This is Cole Zimmerman, and I'm a sales agronomist for CHS Ag Services in Warren, Minnesota. We're pleased to bring you this update from the Red River Farm Network. CHS Ag Services, providing solutions for your success.
Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Don Wick with Randy Conan in studio. We'll have updates from Tyler Donaldson and Jamie Dickerman as well. Jamie on the road at the South Dakota Pork Congress. After a mild day today, a strong cold front will usher in cold, windy conditions tomorrow. An extreme cold mass, cold air mass, will be settling into the region Sunday and into next week. Daytime high Sunday and Monday will remain below zero. Wind chills will be in the minus 40 to minus 50 territory.
USDA's new interim rule for climate-smart crops provides more flexibility for farmers to qualify for incentives, including the 45Z tax credit. Farmers can use cover crops, nutrient management, or adopt no-till or reduce tillage practices. That's different than the all-or-none bundled approach in previous rules. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack also released the feedstock carbon intensity calculator to assess greenhouse gas emissions at the field level.
Agriculture now is in a position to say, if we use corn in this county and we use it in a no-till circumstance and we use the properly timed fertilizer, this is the benefit to the ethanol production facility that will be producing the SAF. They in turn can document to whoever's purchasing SAF that in fact it results in a CI score that is more than 50% efficient relative to current jet fuel.
Three crops are recognized as biofuel feedstocks: corn, soybeans, and sorghum. Canola and more experimental crops like camelina and pennycress were not included on that list for the 45Z guidance.
John Deere is being sued by the Federal Trade Commission and attorneys general from Minnesota and Illinois. The lawsuit alleges Deere's equipment repair policies violate federal antitrust laws and drive up costs for farmers. Meanwhile, Deere expanded its digital suite earlier this week to allow farmers and independent repair technicians to maintain and repair their own equipment.
South Dakota Pork Congress underway in Sioux Falls. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Jamie Dickerman has this report.
One of the biggest issues causing uncertainty in the pork industry is Prop 12, how it will change the way pork is marketed. It's been a disaster in California, with pork prices up 20%. Assistant VP of Domestic Policy at the National Pork Producers Council, Chase Adams, says there was a potential fix in one draft of the Farm Bill.
Chairman Thompson had a provision in the Farm Bill that he released in the last Congress that would have addressed this issue by essentially saying that pork, beef, lamb, poultry, dairy produced under the federal meat inspection and the various related acts would, you could not ban the interstate shipment of those products, which is the entire concept of our federal government.
With Trump 2.0 coming in just days, another concern is trade. With all the bluster about possible tariffs, Adams says he feels confident in the new administration.
For us, international trade is a bright spot. The pork industry's gone through some really tough years where we had record losses. We're now returning to profitability. Exports at about $60, $66 per head to pork sales. And so we've got to make sure, and we're continuing to have these discussions with the administration. And as the new administration comes in January 20th and fills out, we're going to continue to have those discussions even more in depth as to how we can make sure that that we support the president's agenda, but also ensure that we continue to have robust markets for U.S. pork and all U.S. ag products.
Reporting from South Dakota Pork Congress in Sioux Falls, I'm Jamie Dickerman on the Red River Farm Network.
The confirmation hearing for Agriculture Secretary nominee Brooke Rollins has been scheduled for Thursday, July 23rd. More than 400 agriculture groups and businesses have signed a letter of support for Rollins. In addition to the national groups, the tri-state region represented on that letter to the congressional leadership, including Minnesota Agri-Growth Council, Midwest Council on Agriculture, and State Farm Bureaus and commodity groups.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum will face the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee this morning in his bid to be part of the Trump cabinet. Burgum has been selected to be the Interior Secretary and lead the National Energy Council.
In Bismarck, the Senate Appropriations Committee will review the budget request from NDSU Extension, the Research Extension Centers, Northern Crop Institute, and the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute today. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Thursday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. At the South Dakota Pork Congress, producers have been learning about what their pork checkoff dollars have been making possible. National Pork Board Director of Swine Health, Dr. Meredith Peterson, said there is some very important work being done.
We have a lot of really exciting things coming, both on the foreign animal disease side, which we've kind of been doing for a few years. So programs like AgView, Secure Pork Supply, the Certified Swine Sample Collector Program. We have those suite of programs to really help producers become more prepared for FADs, but then accompanying that, we're really starting to focus back on endemic disease. So we have an advisory group that's working to kind of figure out what are the next steps we need to take with PRRS to try to help us make some progress against that disease. So a lot of fun and exciting things happening in the swine health world as well.
And despite all the challenges, there has been a lot of optimism from producers at Pork Congress.
Which is a really great and refreshing thing to see. And hopefully that continues in the coming year. You know, I think we had a lot of challenges over the past 24, 18 months. And people are now starting to get to the other side of that. And hopefully we can see some progress in terms of profitability for the industry.
South Dakota Pork Congress wraps up today in Sioux Falls.
In Minnesota, Democrats have asked the state Supreme Court to intervene in the standoff between the DFL and Republicans in the House. DFL members have not showed up at the Capitol and claim the Republicans do not have a quorum. With one seat unfilled, Republican leadership believe its 67 members do qualify as a quorum. The Supreme Court has scheduled a hearing for January 23rd.
South American weather continues to be a major market factor. Advanced trading economist Brian Basting says traders are watching Argentina's weather forecasts closely.
There are some hints that it's going to be a little bit rainier in Argentina this weekend and then maybe next weekend. And it could be drier up in northern Brazil. So maybe that's a little bit behind the back and forth trade we're seeing here.
And Basting says it's a little too early to be talking about crop damage from too much rain in northern Brazil.
I think we just have to be patient here and see what transpires, because that is certainly a concern, as your listeners know. Anytime you get wet weather at harvest time for beans, you're concerned about quality issues. Your antenna goes up there. But indications are that it is going to get drier this weekend and next week. Now, if those forecasts don't come true and it continues to rain as much as it has the last 2-3 weeks in northern Brazil, that could be something that could become a factor in that last 2 weeks in January.
The South Dakota Corn Growers Association holding its annual corn conference in Sioux Falls this Saturday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Tyler Donaldson has the story.
Executive Director Danita Murray gives a rundown of the packed schedule for this year's corn conference.
We have a great educational day planned for Saturday the 18th. One of the speakers that we'd like to highlight is actually coming in from Delta Air. Jeff Davidman is going to talk to us about sustainable aviation fuel from the point of an end user such as Delta Airlines, and we are thrilled. From South Dakota Corn's perspective, this is the first time that we, I'll just speak on behalf of our organization, have had this perspective presented. So we're thrilled. Folks can, of course, also come. We'll have a marketing speaker as well as kind of a weather outlook.
There are a lot of current issues that are affecting South Dakota corn growers.
You know, we have an administration change. You know, there was certainly an effort at the end of last Congress out in Washington, D.C. to get year-round nationwide E15 access. There is a farm bill that we'd like to see move this year. We are staring down a fairly uncertain path forward, candidly, on trade policy with potentially looking at new tariffs being put into place. So this is a lot. There's a lot of things that affect South Dakota in the even brief list I just mentioned. We expect that a lot of those topics will come up. We try to have Q&As at the end of our sessions, and while they may not be specifically about those topics, you know, when you're talking about marketing and you're talking, you know, for instance, I'd be very surprised if the tariff question doesn't come up. So we expect to have robust discussion, if not formally, certainly informally, on the 18th.
For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Tyler Donaldson.
A reminder, the Red River Farm Network will report from Bean Day tomorrow in Fargo. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Good morning. Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture has updated the maps for its groundwater protection rules. Areas vulnerable to groundwater contamination face restrictions on fall nitrogen fertilizer applications. The map can be found on the MDA website.
Uncertainty surrounding the acreage mix has North Central Commodities General Manager Dylan Carley expecting fewer dry bean acres in 2025. Carley says seed sales are indicating less acres.
Not knowing what the other commodity markets are going to do, not knowing quite what the trade policy is going to be upcoming with an administration change. So there's a lot of uncertainty, and we're seeing that reflected on the seed sales side. Just a lot of people waiting to figure out exactly what crops are going to go forward with.
Fewer dry bean acres come on the heels of a very good 2024 crop.
24 crop was a very, very sizable crop around here. We had a record number of acres of black beans through North Dakota, Minnesota, and a very high number of pinto beans, not quite a record. And then the yields came in on this final crop report as about one bag per acre above average.
The Food and Drug Administration is proposing a change in food labeling to make it easier for consumers to make healthier choices. Under this proposal, a simple nutrition information box would be placed on the front of the food packaging. It would list saturated fat, sodium, and added sugars, with each being categorized as low, medium, or high in the percent of daily nutritional value. Public comments will be taken on this proposal until May 16th.
The Northern Crops Institute has named its new director. David Boehm has been NCI's technical manager since 2019, the co-interim director for nearly a year. Previously, Boehm worked for Sess Vanderhoff and AgriPro Wheat. Checking markets, Minneapolis wheat marched down 4 cents, 583.5. Chicago wheat for March down 7.5, and hard red winter wheat 9.5 lower for the same contract. March corn 3.75 down, 4.75 the quote. New crop down 4.25. March soybeans 15.5 lower, 10.27.25. New crop soybeans down by 12 cents. Checking in on the farm calendar, the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission has a series of public input meetings on the Summit Carbon Pipeline application. They have a session coming up tonight at Watertown, tomorrow morning in Aberdeen, tomorrow evening in Redfield, South Dakota. North Harvest Bean Day is tomorrow. That will be starting with registration at 8 o'clock. The program itself begins at 9 o'clock. The Red River Farm Network will be there. Our coverage brought to you by the Gowan Company. The Minnesota Association of Agricultural Educators has their Ag Tech Conference this weekend. Starts tomorrow, continuing through Saturday. That's being held in St. Cloud. And the annual South Dakota Corn Conference in Sioux Falls. Their speakers include economist Peter Meyer and Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated on the schedule as well. Again, the South Dakota Corn Conference this upcoming weekend. You're listening to the Red River Farm Network.